A Guide to Accessing Community-Based Adult Learning for Disabled People. Episode 4, Using Community-Based Adult Learning to Develop Digital Skills and Access Assistive Technology. Having digital skills refers to having the confidence and ability to use devices including computers, laptops, smartphones and tablets like an iPad. Having basic digital skills allows you to get online, send and receive emails, use online video conferencing tools like Zoom to meet people remotely, create an electronic document like Word, and even take part in online learning. As we come out of the pandemic, it's never been more important to have some basic understanding of how to make the most of digital devices to ensure you're not left behind. Using digital technology is so exciting when you get the hang of it. You can do your shopping and banking online, have a video call with your cousin in Australia, and even attend an online lecture at a world-famous university. The term assisted technology, or AT, refers to any item, piece of equipment, software program, or product system that can be used to increase, maintain, or improve the independence of disabled people. It is used by disabled people to help them perform tasks which would be difficult or impossible to achieve on their own without support from other people. People who most benefit from using assistive technology include disabled people, older people, and people with health conditions. Some assistive technologies, such as wheelchairs, walking frames, or white canes, have been created to help people's mobility and physical independence, while other equipment like cooking utensils with speech software are designed to increase daily living skills. There are also a wide range of apps, computer programs and braille computers which provide disabled users with access to social media and other forms of communication, as well as making learning materials more accessible. Here's a list of items described as assistive technology. Communication boards made of cardboard or fuzzy felt, scanning pens, computer or laptop screen reading software, predictive text, voice recognition, electronic recognition, talking calculators, talking spell checkers, electric dictionary, audio player, scanners or scanning apps to translate print material into speech. Frequency modulation listening systems, written support word processor, graphics organizations, braille computers, talking smartphones or accessibility apps for Android and iPhone, and talking cooking utensils, such as microwaves or scanning devices. Assistive technology increases people's independence and quality of life. It also helps promote equality and inclusion, and it has been designed to remove barriers by finding creative ways for people who use it to do and experience the same things as those who do not rely on assistive technology. It is useful and important for users of AT to come together and be given the opportunity to learn how to use equipment and share their experiences of AT in formal or informal community-based adult learning settings. Non-users of AT may also benefit from attending community-led workshops to increase knowledge and awareness, especially if they know someone who requires assistive technology. There are many organizations which provide training either in person or online through webinars or video conferencing sessions. Lead Scotland delivers a lot of digital learning services to disabled people, carers, and those who face barriers to learning in various areas across the country. They lend learners an iPad or laptop, teach them how to use it, including the inbuilt assistive technology features, as well as supporting them to access specific apps. Sessions can be in person or online. You can learn more about Leeds local projects on their website, www.leed.org.uk. Many councils and third sector organisations also offer community-based adult learning in digital skills. The section How to Get Started here has further information. Go to Leeds website, www.lead.org.uk. AbilityNet are an organisation which provides lots of free services to disabled and other people, including digital support in people's own homes across the UK. Their volunteers can get people set up with new equipment, help them online and deal with problems. Go to www.abilitynet.org.uk. They also provide lots of free resources related to digital accessibility, including access to free pre-recorded webinars where you can learn in your own time at home. They also have a series of free fact sheets related to digital accessibility and related topics in their resources section. Find these on their website www.abilitynet.org.uk. Some websites and organisations provide advice and support about assistive technology for specific groups, such as visually impaired people. For example, the Royal National Institute of Blind People, the RNIB, which has a technology resource hub. They help people purchase equipment and give training as well as information and resources online. For more information, go to www.rnib.org.uk and search Assistive Aids and Technology. AppleViz is a useful online resource for blind and low vision users of Apple products, such as the Mac, iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, and Apple TV. They have a large, knowledgeable community of users supporting each other with information and resources. AppleViz provides regular newsletters, blogs, and podcasts about the latest developments in Apple technology, giving you lots of opportunities to learn flexibly when it suits you. Go to www.appleviz.com. Digital devices and assistive technology can be expensive, but funding could potentially be available from charities or your local council. There are also grants available for certain groups, such as students who could apply for funding through their college or university. Listen to Sources of Funding and Support for further information. Due to the pandemic, people are spending more time online than ever before. This means more opportunities for hackers to carry out cyber attacks. They often do this by targeting people and businesses using email and website scams or malware, software that can damage your device or let a hacker in. If hackers get into your device or accounts, they could access your money, your personal information, or information about your business. Leeds Scotland has translated National Cyber Security Centre messages into a range of alternative formats to help people stay safe and secure online. You can access all the alternative formats on the Leeds Scotland website. They also run regular webinars about digital accessibility and cyber security. Sign up for their newsletter, follow them on social media, or check their website for the latest events. Go to www.lead.org.uk. This guide was co-produced by Leeds Scotland and a group of disabled people who all have experience of accessing community-based adult learning. The guide was created as part of a project funded by the Scottish Government's A Right to Learn Fund as part of their recovery programme. Leeds Scotland produces free online accessible guides for disabled people about post-school learning in Scotland, and this is our first guide dedicated to community-based adult learning. For more information on Leeds Scotland, go to www.lead.org.uk. Thank you for listening.